Now we'll read the epistle, the letter to Paul to the Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. And the gospel reading for the wisdom of Solomon, Solomon 1, 1 through 7, from the Apocrypha. Okay. Penny went searching for this. It's not in your regular Bible. It's in Catholic Bible? Okay. Solomon 1, 1 through 7. Love justice, you rulers of the earth. Set your mind upon the Lord as it is your duty, and seek him in simplicity of heart. For he is found by those who trust him without question, and makes himself known to those who never doubt him. Dishonest thinking cuts many men off from God, and if fools will take liberties with his power, he shows them up for what they are. Wisdom will not enter a shifty soul, nor make her home in a body that is mortgaged to sin. This holy spirit of discipline will have nothing to do with falsehood. She cannot stay in the presence of unreason, and will throw up her case at the approach of injustice. Wisdom is a spirit devoted for humankind's good, and she will not hold a blasphemer blameless for his words. Because God is a witness of his inmost being, who sees clear into his heart and hears every word he says. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the whole earth, and that which holds all things together is well aware of what men say. End of the reading.
Thank you all for being so patient with my selections of music and scripture. It's fun, kind of fun to pick what you like. The word journey conjures up many images. It's more than a trip or an excursion. Perhaps it's an adventure or a trek. I see it more like an odyssey. Maybe there's a destination in mind, like hiking the Appalachian Trail. We know people who've done that. Sometimes there is just an urgent need to leave here. Think of the Exodus. Think of the Dust Bowl migrants. Think of the thousands of desperate people fleeing Africa in fragile, overloaded vessels, hoping to be rescued. Desperation is a powerful force and a scary one. The ancient code of hospitality works quite well when people are faced with an individual or a family, but in the examples mentioned, the Israelites, the Okies, the Somalis, their sheer numbers and their needs frighten and overwhelm the people at their destination. There were already settlers in the Promised Land. California was well populated, and the European countries are hard-pressed to make room and provide services for all the refugees from Africa and the Middle East. Desperation generates fear. Fear leads to resistance, and then to hatred and violence. Journeys of this sort are alarming, and we feel relieved that the problem is far away. What about the journeys we are all on? Are we even conscious of them? Of the ordinary choices we make every day and their potential long-term impact? Hopefully they were not made in desperation. Hopefully our journeys have been marked by curiosity and drive. Like Ginny Donnelly and Celesta Lockwood, having already accomplished much on their really short journeys, they now take that big step toward independence. Like them, we're eager to explore the unknown, to understand other cultures, to protect the environment, to seek justice. Most of us here have enough decades under our belts that we can look back and wonder, how did I get here? Our journey has brought us not only to this place, but it has made us who we are. What is it that enables us to perceive our lives as journeys rather than a random jumble of events? After all, geese, other migratory birds, even monarchs, repeatedly risk everything to fly tremendous distances in a simple response to nature. Our ability to reason and to remember and to record, to create stories, is what makes the difference. Stories become patterns of understanding that we have been told over and over. Biblical stories like the Exodus out of Egypt. Historical accounts of triumphs and tragedies. Family stories. And they all have a beginning and a middle and an end. They have a shape. From them we learn to anticipate, to project, and to create our own stories, our own journeys. Because of my journey, I can't help thinking of Robert Frost's poem, The Road Less Traveled, and the implied weightiness of the speaker's choice. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. This beloved poem uses a single choice to represent the myriad decisions we all face. After all, one decision only leads to another, and another. And it is the compounding of choices that makes the journey that each of us takes. Think of all the options we have considered. Some minor, or so we thought. Some heavy with significance. Think of the people we have met and how they have influenced us, perhaps causing us to change directions. Consider our diverse backgrounds and experiences. It has to be a source of wonder that we are sharing a part of our journeys and that being together here will impact choices in the future. What we do together is important. We draw strength from the stories of others. We become a community, living a life of caring for one another, knowing that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Together we do our best to care for the poor, to reject racism, and to embrace diversity. What we can't do alone, we can do together. Together we learn to forgive. Following God's example, we learn to love one another. And so the stories multiply, and so the journey continues. We become pilgrims, striving to understand our humanity and our oneness in God. From my perspective, the person among us who most clearly exemplifies someone on a journey is Sarah Kineth. Her life so far is filled with amazing experiences. She was a firefighter in California. She was a Peace Corps volunteer in Nepal. An unstinting 4-H leader impacting the lives of hundreds of young people. She has just returned from a pilgrimage in Spain. And as we speak, she is a delegate to the UCC General Synod in Baltimore. She will be sharing her experiences from this pulpit a month from now, and I'm sure you won't want to miss her insights. May we all do our best to fulfill the mission God has set before us. Amen.